Chapter 6, Frequency Response of FIR Filters. Chapter 5 introduced the class of FIR discrete time systems. We showed that the weighted running average of a finite number of input values defines a discrete time system, and we showed that such systems are linear and time invariant. We also showed that the impulse response of an FIR system completely defines the system. In this chapter, we introduce the concept of frequency response. For a linear time invariant FIR filter, the response to a sinusoidal input obeys the following rule. When the input is a complex sinusoid, the corresponding output signal is another complex sinusoid of exactly the same frequency, but with different magnitude and phase. The frequency response function over all frequencies summarizes the response of a linear time-invariant system by giving the magnitude and phase change experienced by all possible sinusoids. Furthermore, since linear time-invariant systems obey the principle of superposition, the frequency response function is a complete characterization of the behavior of the system for any input that can be represented as a sum of sinusoids. Since almost any discrete time signal can be represented by a superposition of sinusoids, the frequency response is sufficient to represent the system for any input signal. The frequency response also lets us describe the action of an FIR system as a filter that rejects certain frequency components of the input and passes others. Thus, we can define low-pass and high-pass filters. We use image processing demos to illustrate that low-pass filtering is a smoothing operation that will blur an image, while high-pass filtering tends to emphasize the edge content of an image.